Al-Qaeda terrorists struck Washington and New York 4 days later. Ouvyang was still in town, ensconced at the luxury Willard Hotel, which is located on Pennsylvania Avenue, between the White House and the Capitol. He was smuggled out of the hotel through the garage. Terrorism fears now joined oil dependence as glue in the emerging U.S.-Ouvyang relationship. The Bush administration soon briefed Equatorial Guinea on increased Al-Qaeda operations underway throughout the world and the possibility that Al-Qaeda might target petroleum facilities. Ouvyang readily invited American diplomats to talk with him about security issues. His regime lived in perpetual insecurity, plagued by internal coup plots and menaced by much larger neighbors, particularly Nigeria, that might covet the country's oil wealth. Rising fears within the Bush administration that seaborne Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorists might attack American offshore oil platforms would only draw Malabo and Washington toward a security partnership, some of Ouvyang's advisers believed. Equatorial Guinea's production, moreover, was expanding by the month. The country pumped out just fewer than 300,000 barrels per day in 2002, and expected more than 350,000 barrels per day in 2003. This would mean, a State Department cable noted, that Equatorial Guinea will become the third largest oil producer in sub-Saharan Africa, after Nigeria and Angola. Hardly anyone had noticed the country's emergence on world oil markets. The Bush administration at last overcame its hesitations. The White House approved the embassy and prepared for its reopening. George Staples arrived in November 2001 as the new American ambassador. He was a career Foreign Service officer, an African-American who wore wire-rimmed glasses and who spoke Spanish, French, and Turkish. Staples had divided his tours among the Caribbean, Latin America, the Middle East, and the continent. He had served a previous tour in Malabo as a political officer during the 1980s. On January 23, 2002, Staples flew to Equatorial Guinea for the first time after a 15-year absence. The country he saw dazzled him. Road construction underway, new hotels, the modern corporate enclaves of ExxonMobil and Marathon, and small supermarkets. Ouvyang remembered him from his earlier tour, when they occasionally bumped into each other while jogging on the airport road. They met now at the President's Palace above Malabo Harbor. The atmosphere in the receiving room was formal. Bodyguards and aides stood by in attendance. The President greeted Staples warmly. They spoke in Spanish. "America is our friend, versus Spain and some other Europeans who have other agendas," Ouvyang said. "The American companies made this possible," he said, referring to his country's sudden wealth. "The Europeans lied to us. We've never stopped believing this." It was gratifying to see a country that he remembered as one of the world's poorest developing so rapidly, Staples replied. "You have to recognize that great wealth brings with it great responsibilities," he added. It was vital that Ouvyang use his wealth in a responsible manner, and not waste it on foolish programs or see it disappear through corrupt practices that could destroy the country's reputation and erode its moral fiber. Ouvyang declared that he was determined that Equatorial Guinea would not become another failed African state. He elaborated, "Not a single West African oil state can be called a success. What has happened with all the oil money that came to Nigeria, Cameroon, Gabon, and Angola? When African leaders gather at Organization of African Unity meetings, they look to South Africa as the continent's engine of growth. When Nigeria and other oil states could have performed this function long before apartheid ended." As to human rights, Ouvyang said he was trying to develop a democratic system, but his countrymen were not sophisticated and sometimes had a low tolerance for opposing opinions. When opposition politicians were harassed and attacked, it was not on orders from the government. The same was true of other human rights abuses. "Help us," he said.